When the Lord told me, my wife, to start this ministry, I was young and I didn't have much wisdom, but over the years you got to grow up and learn something, right? And this is where he growing me up in. And if you didn't want to do nothing, just get out of my way. I'll get it done if I do it by myself. But he didn't want me to do it by myself. Come on, y'all. And the main reason, y'all hear me today, the main reason that what you see now and what you see there and here, I was aggressive. And you can't lie about it because everyone you sit here, you watch me, and those that left, they saw me. I worked days on in and out. Yes. My wife begged me sometime, Jimmy, you need to stop. My daddy said a word to me when I was a boy. He said, don't you, when you want something, don't. He said, don't ask the grasshopper to be your granddaddy. I don't know what all that means. Because if you're always hopping around, you know, when cold weather comes, you're going to stop hopping. But if people want something, if you find out what God is saying to you, you don't have to sit around and whine about what people not paying you enough. You go on create your own income. If you sit around and all you got is sit around faith, well, you expect you don't get anything. All you have is hand me down or hand me out. Well, that's all you're going to get. You can't expect anything. But if you get up and do something, let me tell you another story. Young man finished college. Are y'all in the house today? Young man finished college. I think he played football for Mississippi State. Got out of college, and he decided, what am I going to do now with my life? He saw some guys framing a house. He said, I believe I want to be a house builder. You hear what I'm saying? This is firsthand information. A second hand. I got it from a mouth that I believe it. This is what he did. He saw some guy framing the house. He went out there. He started to work. They thought he was about crazy. Then he worked a week. They tried to hire him. He said, no. And he just kept on working. Said, man, can we hire you? He worked for him 7 months. Learn all they knew. Learn the trade. How to, now he got his own business. He's walking around and got people working for him. All right. No, we sit up. We want something to hand. Somebody always hand us something. Oh, right. Now he got people working for him because he learned how to do it. There's a young man. I'm going to say this. He promised me he'll be at church today. And I don't see him. A young man, my wife said, will you take him and teach him what you know? And, you know, I tried to, and he didn't want nothing to do with it. Here, I don't say I know everything, but I'm telling you, I know what I know. All right, man. And I was looking for somebody I could pour this into. I finally, you know, my son Jeffrey picked it up. I think he's better than I am. But you find people, they don't want to do nothing. What's hindering your faith? Your sit down is what messing with you. You sitting there expect somebody to hand you something. If you want something, you're going to have to go after it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So everything that God says and everything that Jesus says is filled with God himself. Whatever he has said in his written word, that is the living word speaking. I'm going to say it again. Whatever God has said in this written word, that is the living word speaking. What did the living word say? What did the word say, written word? I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. Didn't it say it? But we go around and say, I just can't do that. I just can't do that. Well, who's right? You're the living word. And see, we need to take that. Proverbs says it like this. My son, attend to my words, incline thy ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from thine eye. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For their life to those that find them, and help to all thine flesh. What are he saying? Let my saying become yours. What God said, you can do all things. You need to talk to that. I can, whatever comes up in life, everything that I have to do in life, I can do it. Why? Because greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. Hindrance to faith. James 1:25, NIV. Can y'all put that up? I'm still skipping over some stuff. Go ahead and be putting that up, and that way you have it when I get there. And that's exactly what he would do. Notice what I said. Let me go back and say the whole statement again. Whatever he has said in his written word, that is what the living words, that's the living word speaking. And that is exactly what he will do. Why? Because on his part, it is already done. Are y'all hearing me? Amen. Why would he do it? It's already available. It's his promise to you. He waiting on you to claim it, receive it, take hold to it. How do you take hold? How do I take hold to this cloth? I got a hand to reach down and take it. How do I take a hold to the thing that is in the realm of the spirit? I got a tongue. Amen. And this tongue is called the hand of my spirit. Your tongue is the hand of your spirit. That's how you take hold. How do I get keys in my hand to start keys to start my car? I got a hand to take hold to it. How do you get your car started? You got a little button you punch in the house and your car started while you're not. You can't just think it. You gotta have some way to take hold to that. And how are you gonna take hold to this? You gotta get rid of the hindrance. How are you going to get into this? You got to know how to do it. Once you know how to do it, then no one can stop you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now notice he said, because on his part, it is already done. Jesus never would have sat down at the right hand of God if it wasn't finished. The reason he took the seat and said, glorify me again with the same glory I had with you from the beginning, before. The reason why he said it, because everything God sent him in the earth to do, he finished it. And so he went back and took his original place at the right hand of God with the Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.